So on last week's episode, and definitely go listen to that, I talked with this couple that creates really great content about their life and games, all stuff. But the thing that I can't stop thinking about is we talked very specifically about developing a strategy for using just two platforms as your focus for what you're doing and then like repurposing the content on the other ones. And I really dove into this, and like this is my like strategy and answer that I have worked out for this so that we can have success as creators and business professionals without being exhausted by being everywhere else. So let's talk about what this looks like. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, description, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to an episode of the Women of Video podcast. I am so excited to be up in your ears today, hanging out with you while you do all of the things that you do. I don't know. What do while you podcast? Do you like ride a bike? Do you ride a bike? Like, I used to get my kids ride the bike. Do you like work out? So what I meant, do you work out? Do you drive somewhere? Are you like avoiding your family? Are you cleaning something? Like, I'm always curious, like, what are you doing while you listen to this? I tend to listen to my podcast while doing, getting ready in the morning and when I'm driving places. Like that's where I spend my time. But just send me a little DM somewhere at Mrs. Desiree Rose. Like, let me know where this is happening for you. But I'm excited to spend this time with you today. If you are returning, hi, welcome back. I know that it's been a minute since we've had a little intro time together, but your girl's world got super derailed. I'm not ready to talk about it yet because it was pretty bad, but I'm back and I'm hopefully going to be doing these things better and stuff like that. And part of the reason for this is school is almost back in session for my family. I cannot freaking wait. Like, why is summer vacation so long? How does anyone get anything done? I already told my husband they're going to camp next summer. My kids are currently 9 and 7. Next summer they will be 10 and 8. And I'm like, they're going to camp. I don't care what body parts I have to sell. We've got to make this happen. Like, we're going to start budgeting and saving for it right now because this is expensive. Because they just derailed our whole life. We've done this for, we've had four summers where my kids have been home. It started with COVID. And the following year was like this weird COVID. We went on a road trip. We changed our life and moved across the country. Last summer was this like interesting, like our first summer in our new home in Michigan and discovering who we were and what we wanted to be. We had hired some help. And then this summer was like our big test. Like, is this a thing that we can do sustainably? And the answer is a hard no. 4 summers of just struggling. My son is like, can I please go back to school? And I'm like, yes, any moment now. So we're doing a little, we have one more vacation left when they go back. And for all of you people that live in like the South or the West Coast, like our kids are already in school. You're lucky. My kids are home from mid-June through Labor Day. That's how it works here on the East Coast. So anyway, but it's just been hard. It's hard when they're here. So distracting, so loud. So all the things. And so I'm looking forward to being back on track and doing this better for you guys and living. I have a lot of plans. I've had a lot of things in the back burner that we've been doing over the summer. Summer is not a time I launch or make changes. Summer is a time we sustain, which is fine. Totally fine to sustain. Oh, we're going to do this. But the thing that has really been like on my eye, like I said in the intro, it's been on my mind is, oh, by the way, if you are new here, hi, welcome. Sorry for the weird throwing upage of the words and the things that are happening right now is just how your girl tends to just have a conversation with you. Cause if I wanted to be edited and formal, you could go watch me on the YouTubes. But welcome. I hope that this helps you on your journey. Cause it really has made a lot of things very clear for me and also for my customers. And I literally taught this on stage last week at the Digital Summit Series, which is a company that I do a lot of speaking with. And we talked about this. There are so many social networks. Apparently the average American has 7 social networks that they spend time on Every day, some every week, every day. And like it blows my mind. Like we as Americans spend over 2 hours a day on social media. It makes sense for me, it's my job. I don't like that's just so much. Like we've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Pinterest, Twitter. Like those are just seven right there. And those are all ones you're like, yep, maybe not Snapchat, but yeah, you got a lot of those. I have a folder on my phone that's just called social media, and it's got like I've got eight in there because that's how my kids like Messenger app, and it's just and Threads is in there. I don't know how long Threads will stay, but it's just that whole deal, that whole journey, that whole space. It's hard. And one of the questions I do get asked a lot of people is, where do I spend my time? And what would a strategy look like to be effective in this space? And when I was talking with Taz last week on the interview, she really was very like, we really kind of dissect this idea that she and her partner spend a vast majority of their time developing their TikTok strategy out. But who they are on TikTok is very specific and curated. On TikTok, you have to be this specific kind of personality. You have to have your niche, and that's where they want to keep you. And you can venture outside of your box a bit for sure, but you have to kind of keep coming back to like how TikTok has defined you based on the content that you've given it. And YouTube works the exact same way. Like we are all essentially slaves to an algorithm. And while we don't want to niche down too much, because then it forces us into these pigeonholes, especially if like you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur, all these things, it's very difficult to have like any to be anyone different. Like when you look at my social networks, like where I spend probably the most time obviously is YouTube, and then the second one is Facebook, and probably followed by LinkedIn. Like those are my top three for what I do. And what I'm doing there is curating my messages. It's very like business, obviously, like YouTube is very like we're talking about online marketing and video. Like that's what we're doing there. And it has a very specific agenda. It has the tag of like helping you use online marketing and video marketing to collect leads and convert them into dollars. Like that's the whole objective of what we're doing there. And I'm really focusing on that subject matter there. When I go over to my Facebook, I'm sharing my life and like what's going on with me in addition to business stuff. So like I can talk about the disasters I'm happening, how like I ran away from home, how I bought a cat and like or I got a cat, how I am speaking at VidCon, which I'm super stoked for, by the way, speaking at VidCon, we're gonna talk about that as well. All this stuff, right? I can interweave it. It's all like the me in all of its entirety. On LinkedIn, I'm having this conversation of like who I am professionally and really honing in on like that objective, my opinions on things that happen in the creator and business space and all that stuff. So like that's what I'm doing there. My TikTok and my Instagram are like what's on my mind right now. I'm not using TikTok. Like TikTok is where I scroll and I surf and I shop and I learn. But when I create on TikTok, it's like a lot of collages and just like glimpses into my life beyond this curated thing. I think I'm going to be honing more in on some messaging and being more present there as I head into fall, because it's part of, again, I'm not launching anything in summer. I'm sustaining through summer, but just having that strategy. But this, like, honestly, though, like this whole idea, though, there's all these different places you have to be on things you have to do. And you have to be this one thing is really frustrating. One of our girls that we have on the podcast, and she's spoken with me, and she's all these things, is Jessica Stansberry. And she says, we need to ditch the niche. Like, we need to be more multi-passionate, maybe multi-layered. When we get too pigeonholed into something, like, it makes it very hard for us to scale and be known for more and be more and make more money. And so like being able to like be less specific and more broad within a general niche is much more effective. Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it. Where can you be you? Like, where can you explore who you are? Where can you share your other opinions and advice and things like that? And that's where the second platform is going to be really helpful and really vital for you. So I really think if like we were to put together a strategy and an agenda for this, we have the two parts. We have YouTube, always YouTube. We always come back to YouTube. We have our long form evergreen strategy with like the mix of like discoverable and browse, and it's like this weird magical balance of like how can we be topical, trendy, and searchable while also being like found on the homepage of the YouTube. Right? We have that like balance and things that we're doing. Then we also have this other part where we can be a person and we can relate and we can connect based on who we are and things we're interested in, even related to what we have going on. So, like for example, one of my favorite people that does this is Diana Gladney. She's in my like little YouTube mastermind. She's been on the podcast, all the things. You know, I love what she does because she talks about like super nerd tech spec stuff around video camera equipment on her YouTube channel. Then you go to the other side of what she's doing on Instagram. It's where she's like doing skit comedy, like as the camera equipment stuff, but she's just being funny and real and fun. She reacts to funny things that are on there. Like one of my favorite reels that she reacted to, or her message was just like, "I am officially old." And it's this like teenage talking about someone was doing like an old-timey video. And she's like, "What's old-timey video?" You know, where they have like basically it's a camera, like an actual camera with a lens versus using their phone to record. So apparently us YouTube creators who use cameras are old-timey. Like that's depressing, but also a whole thing. So anyway, so she talks about that, and there's the humor, there's the fun, there's the insight, there's the glimpses into her life. Also, and then she also does stuff with stories. Again, talking about Jessica. Jessica is a very browse-based, topical, like what's trending sort of strategy for her YouTube channel. When you go to her Instagram, that's where there's no filter. That's where she's like all up in your business about who she is and what's about. You know so much about her life that you know, without even realizing it, like she lives in a farm, that she has two boys, that they're working with like quarterback coaches, and her husband quit his job and now he does this thing full time, and they have acreage, and she built their dream home. She's in the small town in Asheville County, like all of these things. Ashland, Ash, whatever. One of, like, we know so many things about Jessica because of how what she shares on her stories and like lets people in on stuff. And it's just this amazing window into who someone is. So what does that strategy look like for you? What that strategy? So again, we're gonna go back to topical evergreen content that has a generalized niche over on YouTube. Then we're gonna pick a second platform where we can not only have us the space to share some of that stuff, not all this, some of that stuff, but then we can also share the other parts of our lives. The family things, the life things, the insight things, the adventure things, the travel things, the outside of our entrepreneurial life things. Pick a platform that you enjoy, that you can create on, that maybe has really good engagement, and that you can grow an audience there. That way you are not niched down. You are not like pigeonholed into being something that you are not. And you can just be yourself, where you as yourself is the niche. Like my niche on Facebook is the Desiree niche. Like that's who I'm talking to. And anyone from like my high school friends, my lifelong friends, all the way up to like the new people that are connecting with me because of what I do for my work. That's where they can connect with me and learn about me and what I have going on. And I can share things from like my local town all the way to like international like news or things I care about or the fact that I'm speaking at an event or whatever it may be. It can connect to different points. And you can be a person, you can reach so many more people and do so many more things. Now, when we talk about the other platforms, like the other five, like if we pick two, YouTube, another one, like that takes away from our seven, but the other five, how do we make those five still work for us? I'm so glad you asked. This is where we're going to repurpose our content. Okay. YouTube just recently launched that you can create shorts on the platform and link them to your long form content. So it's basically like the short form content can support your long form content. So it can drive that traffic there. Right. So now more than ever, make the shorts. Okay. Do the shorts of your existing content to drive that traffic to the long form places. But you also can take those shorts and download them, and you can put them onto other places. You can put them on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, okay, and really get some really great traffic. And again, you go back and listen to that interview I did last week with Taz and Aurelia. Like, that's what they're doing. They're repurposing their content exactly the way that it's supposed to be. Okay, so sidebar. I just had to sneeze very badly. It was not edited out because I didn't have to be edited out because StreamYard, my favorite recording studio tool, now has a pause button when I'm doing my stuff, so I can pause rather than sneezing or being loud or like blowing my nose or whatever. And then I don't have to be editing it out because I like to do a long convo. Like, I don't like to edit these out too much if I don't have to. And now I really don't have to. I know my editor, Melanie, is super stoked about that as well. So sorry to interrupt our episode. I know we're getting really into it, but are you looking for a powerful, easy to use tool that can help you take your video to the next level? If so, I've got just the tool for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one solution for all of your content creation needs. With Adobe Express, you can easily create stunning videos, design eye-catching thumbnails, clip and trim your videos with ease, and schedule your content for social media. One of the standout features of Adobe Express is the range of thumbnail templates that are available. With dozens of customizable templates to choose from, you can create thumbnails that are both visually appealing, informative, and help your videos stand out on that crowded home feed of YouTube. And when it comes to video clipping, it makes it so much easier to repurpose your content from those long-form videos to all of the other vertical video platforms, and you can easily share them with the scheduling tool within Adobe Express. So if you're ready to take your content creation to the next level, head over to Adobe Express and start your free trial today. You can find the link to get signed up for today over in our show notes at womenofvideo.com. And remember, Adobe Express is the perfect tool for taking your content to the next episode. All right, back to the episode. So repurpose your content to where it needs to go so that you can expand that reach and drive that traffic. But because everyone's always like, if you're going to be on these different platforms, you need to be thoughtful and intentional and spend time there and all love the things, right? No. We're going to be intentional on two platforms. We're going to repurpose to the other places. And when we're ready to spend time on those other places and we are ready to give our attention, maybe we have made enough money to hire a team, or we have mastered these other two and it's so fast and easy for us that we can go do this third one really well, then we can do that. I don't want you to think that you have to be everywhere all the time either. If you don't want to repurpose, don't. Claim that URL, that at your name here, and then you don't have to worry about anything. No one's going to take it from you or whatever. You can go into your bio and all those places and be like, I'm not active here. Go here to follow me. And it just makes it so much easier and you can not worry about someone taking your name and stuff. It's just so massively important for you to spend time on the social networks and be a multi-interested person versus creating something one place and then just putting it everywhere. Like, it's just going to be really boring. Having that second platform really breaks it up and gives you extra stuff because you can also take stuff from that second platform and repurpose it to the other places as well, right? So just really dig in, I think, to that when you're thinking about your strategy going forward into the end of the year. And like how you can be like really intentional and effective in those online spaces. Because we can have very intentional and effective communities on social platforms. It gives us such better reach and such better money making opportunities. Now, before we end this, your girl speaking at VidCon East, the first ever one happening in Baltimore. I believe it is going to be September 28th through October 1st. I am speaking October 1st on a Sunday. It's like this hybrid community industry track thing. It's the first kind of thing for them. And your girl's talking about making the money. So we're talking about ways to make money as a small creator. It's an hour-long sesh. We're going to dive into details. We're going to get some actionable steps. We're going to have some teasers for other content that's coming in the future. That's right. There's more coming. There's more Desiree, if you can believe it, to be up in your earballs and your eyeballs as well. And we're just going to make this work really good for us. And we're going to... Okay, so if you are going on the East Coast, please let's meet up. If you can't come to the sessions, I totally understand. I'm going to see if I work with VidCon to get us like a little special discount situation or whatever. But we should get together. And if we get enough people that want to get together at VidCon East, we can totes do like a little meetup situation, have some cocktails, enjoy each other's company, and just connect over it. So it's going to be in Baltimore, September 28th to October 1st. First ever VidCon East. It's going to be so good. And I hope to see you all there. And then right after that, okay, if you are interested, if you're like, I can't do the East Coast life, let's come down to the South. Literally October 3rd through the 5th is going to be Vid Summit, which is the biggest event for a very specific creators. It's a very specific creator event where only creators sit together and they talk about all the things that they're doing. It's run by Mr. Beast and Daryl Eves and Sean Adoras, and it's a whole thing. And with any luck, I am going to be there with StreamYard, who has been like my creator sponsor for years, and I adore them. They are the greatest. But with any luck, we're also, fingers crossed, going to be doing a Women of Live Streaming panel at the event. So fingers crossed on that. And I hope for to see you guys there. And that's gonna be in Dallas. It's Dallas, October 3rd through the 5th. So I am so grateful for more of your time this week. If you love this, do me a favor, please head over to Spotify. Leave some reviews, okay? So over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, let us know what you think of the pod. If you love it, if you hate it, whatever. But remember, in the meantime, you are possibly amazing. Until next week, deuces.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.